next section engages with your superconscious higher self with infinite spirit. Open the way and show me the action steps to, and fill in what you want to experience for your day or your life. And be open to the guidance that shows up for you. Allow yourself to vision in your mind's eye what you wish to experience and allow it to unfold. Feel the emotions as you write and be open to the guidance. You can also write. You can write this on a little piece of paper and put it under your pillow. When I was doing the Game of Life Mastery program, the workbook was coming out and I needed to get the program together and life was a little jumbled. But anyway, I didn't know how to, I was going to teach the program. I had no idea. And so I wrote to the angels and put it under my pillow. And I wrote it out three different ways, I think, in 3 days. And on the third morning when I woke up, the whole program was laid out in my mind. I knew exactly what to do. Infinite Spirit, dearest angels, universe, open the way and show me the action steps. And visioning is so incredibly powerful. Did you know that your thoughts are so powerful? They hold so much energy that if you think back to a traumatic experience in your life, the emotions of that trauma can throw you into a panic attack simply by thinking of them. So if your thoughts are that powerful, then fully immersing yourself into the joy of having what you want has the same power. So when you vision with your eyes closed and you fully immerse yourself into the gratitude of having something you want, you feel it, you smell it, you taste it, you feel the texture of it. When you employ your senses there with your eyes closed, the mind believes you are experiencing what you're visioning. And this isn't faking it till you make it or lying to yourself. This is creating a new cause and effect. Your thoughts are the cause and the effect is the experience. Because what you want by magnetizing to you through all those thoughts and those emotions, and you create a new cycle of love experiences, you create your new improved life. And something I want to just point out here. Back when I was one of the Game of Life Mastery programs, one of the students said that it was impossible to manifest a new car or even feel the energy of a new car when you're sitting in one that won't start. And she was right. And this is why. If you're sitting in a car that won't start, and this can be with anything that you don't like, if you're sitting there in the middle of that, and you're feeling the despair, the anxiety, all those fear emotions, if you're feeling those, you're in that survival mode. Your energy is shrink wrapped to your body, and you cannot think greater than you feel. So she was right. It is impossible. But in the beginning of our call here, we went over all these action steps, the breathing, the meditations, the infusing with love. You know, we went over all those things that you can do to pull yourself out of survival mode. And when you pull yourself out of survival mode and you shift into that love vibration, you can think greater than you feel. Because you're feeling fabulous. You're in the love vibration. You're in gratitude. And that's where you manifest the new car. So her statement was true, but there are ways to overcome that. No matter what the chaos is that's going on around you, you have power within you to change your thoughts, to change your energy. My life is a walking testament to that. Okay, so now we're going to go to the next section.